I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. All schools in Pueblo's D60 district were closed today as teachers went on strike. Some 16,000 students were missing classes. District spokesman Dalton Sprouse says reductions in state funding have put a substantial strain on the budget, and most of the lost funds would have gone to teachers.
We continue to work as hard as we can to reach some sort of resolution. We've put out a final offer last Friday that is still on the table, and we hope that we can reach a resolution soon.
The offer for teachers included a 2.25% pay increase for next school year and $50 more per month toward health insurance, plus a one-time 2% stipend. The Teachers Association rejected the offer and is holding out for the pay increase to be retroactive to the current school year. Strikers picketed at schools and other locations around Pueblo. Colorado wildlife officials say hikers should give a wide berth to any snakes they encounter after two people were bit recently in parks around Colorado Springs. Rattlesnakes are beginning to emerge as the weather warms. One woman was bit in the Ute Valley Park last week and another at Garden of the Gods. Both survived. A spokeswoman with Colorado Parks and Wildlife reminds us rattlers are the state's only venomous snakes. She says the reptiles don't prey on people but will strike if they need to protect themselves. Only one person is known to have died of a snake bite in Colorado since 2014. City officials will host a meeting to increase awareness for wildfire, flash flooding, and emergency preparedness in the community Tuesday, May 8th. That's tomorrow, starting at 6:30 p.m. at Broadmoor Elementary School. Officials from the Colorado Springs Fire and Police Departments and the Office of Emergency Management will be on hand to lead these discussions. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.